earth we meet no more. We'll meet at God's right hand. Father said, my dear boy, I hope to see you next year again. Fare you well, fare you well. So I left my dear old home.
Country music fans, and welcome to another edition of the Country Classics Hour here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Little Andy, and on tonight's show, we have a bunch of great country music from the 1920s to even the present day, including Marty Robbins, some Jimmy Rogers, some Bob Wills, some Robert Mitchum, and of course, some George Jones. So stick around, because this is the Country Classics Hour.
Tune into the mighty power.
Little sense I had. Now I can't tell the day from night. I'm crazy as a loon. You got me chasing rabbits, pulling out my hair and howling at the moon. Out on a hunting spree, 'cause there ain't a hound dog in this state that can hold a light to me. I eat three bones for dinner today, then tried to tree a coon. You got me chasing rabbits, scratching fleas, and howling at the moon. Town today, and a gas pump weeded past. I pulled him up and I hollered, whoa, and said, fill him up with gas. The man picked up a monkey wrench, and wham, he changed my tune. You got me chasing rabbits, spitting out teeth, and howling at the moon. I never thought in this old world a fool could fall so hard. But honey, baby, when I fell, the whole world must have jarred. I think I'd quit my doggish ways if you'd take me for your groom. You got me chasing rabbits, picking out rings, and howling at the moon.
He's in the jailhouse now.
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 I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I had a friend named Ramblin' Bob who used to steal, gamble, and rob. He thought he was the smartest guy in town. But I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. They got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now.
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 I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Man around. Well, she started in to spend my money. She started in to call me honey. We took in every honky-tonk in town. We're in the jailhouse now.
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 They told us once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. We're in the
There is the laser-voiced Webb Pierce with the tune, He's in the Jailhouse Now. We don't hear that much from Webb Pierce here on the Country Classics Hour, but Honky Tonk years after Hank Williams' death in 1953, Webb Pierce was definitely up there as a contender for who would be the next king of honky tonk and country music. Before Webb Pierce, we heard Hank Williams himself with the tune Howlin' at the Moon. Drifting Cowboys fiddle player Jerry Rivers supplying the howling in that song in the background. And before that, we were listening to a live recording of Johnny Cash playing in Vietnam in July of 1969, when Johnny Cash went over to do a tour performing for the troops, and that was him performing at the Annex 14 NCO Club in Long Binh Post in Vietnam, one of the biggest headquarters and centers of command and partying in Vietnam for the U.S. troops. In this show of the Country Classics Hour, we're going to hear from the Sons of the Pioneers. We're going to hear from Skeeter Davis. We're going to hear from our good friend Jordan Officer. But first, we're going to hear from Jimmy Rogers, the father of country music, they often called him. One of the interesting things about Jimmy Rogers is that he seemed able and willing to collaborate with just about anyone in blues or jazz or old time or country music. So throughout the years that he was recording, you'll hear him do performances with Louis Armstrong and Lillian Hardin Armstrong, with the great jazz fiddler, jazz country fiddler Clayton McMicken. And he also often performed with Hawaiian musicians, and that's what he does on this next very hokey number on August 8th of 1929, Jimmy Rogers sat down in Dallas, Texas with Joe Capo, one of the masters of the Hawaiian steel guitar, and his band. And they hammered out this tune along with Weldon Burks on the ukulele and Billy Burks on the guitar and Bob McGimsey, who was just there to whistle. Here is Jimmy Rogers with the tune Everybody Does It in Hawaii.
Talk about Hawaii, I didn't know it was so grand. I picked me out a hula hula girl before my boat could land. Everybody does it in Hawaii. The ukulele, she's got it here. Hard to please, but everybody does it in Hawaii.
every day along about evening, when the sunlight's beginning to fade, I ride to the slumbering shadow along the Navajo Trail. When it's twilight and crickets are calling and coyotes are making a wave, I dream by a smoldering fire along the Navajo Trail.
Oh, yeah.
I love to lie and listen to the music while the wind is strumming a sagebrush guitar.
Yes, yeah.
While over yonder hill the moon is climbing, it always finds me wishing on a star.
Oh, God, brother,
well, what do you know? It's morning already. There's the dawning, so silver and pale. It's time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail.
Morning.
Friends, that's Alex Jr. and Noel.
Stay asleep. We've just about reached the halfway point in our little shindig, and I'd like to take a second or two to tell you that this is Pee Wee King of the Golden West Cowboys bringing you a program of good old-time Western music. Okay, that's long enough. Now on with some more music.
Shades of night are falling as the wind begins to sigh, and the world is silhouetted against the sky.
Blue shadows on the trail, blue moon shining through the trees, and the plaintive wail from the distance comes a drifting on the evening breeze.
Move along, blue shadows, move along. Soon the dawn will come and you'll be on your way.
The Sons of the Pioneers with the tune Blue Shadows on the Trail. Before that, we were listening to Patsy Cline with a recording of If I Could Only Stay Asleep. Prior to that, a version of Along the Navajo Trail by Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys from a radio transcription series they did in 1946. And we started that off with Jimmy Rogers with Joe Capo on the steel guitar, a song recorded on August 8th, 1929 in Dallas, Texas. The tune was Everybody Does It in Hawaii. Well, country musician crooner Jim Reeves was often called Gentleman Jim by the press, but anyone who worked with him in Nashville in the years of the 1950s and 60s when he was at his peak wouldn't have called him a gentleman. In fact, Jim Reeves was kind of an asshole. In fact, he was kind of notoriously an asshole. He didn't get along with that many people. He was often verbally abusive with the musicians that he recorded with. On one memorable occasion, he walked into Nashville's RCA Studio B and saw famous Nashville A-team musician Buddy Harmon. He's probably known as one of the greatest country drummers of all time, and there's probably not an episode of the Country Classics show we've played in the last 10 years where you don't hear Buddy Harmon playing drums on at least one song. Buddy was lying down, just resting his back, and Jim Reeves came in and said, "This is what the studio gives me, broken down musicians to do a broken down song." Jim's belligerence often got him into trouble, and it never got him into more trouble than when he decided to ignore the advice of air traffic controllers on the day of July 31st, 1964. Jim Reeves was an amateur aviator, and his confidence in flying his own airplane surpassed that of his actual abilities. On July 31st, 1964, he was flying to Arkansas to check out some property that he wanted to invest in there. And on his way back, he ignored the advice of air traffic controllers at the Nashville International Airport and decided to try to go around a thunderstorm instead of turning back. He crashed his plane along with his manager Dean Manuel, and landed in an area that was so overgrown with underbrush that it took 2 days to find the plane and the remains of Jim Reeves' body. Here is Gentleman Jim Reeves with the tune Bottle Take Effect.
Well, I'm sitting here, a glass so near, filled with my one concern. Old bottle, you've done led me to the point of no return. You took away my happy days, my life's a total wreck. You took the only things I love, so bottle, take effect. Take effect and take away these blues that drive me wild. Take effect, make me forget these troubles for a while. Then just lead me to those lights of blue on the corner of regret. In some barroom I lose my gloom, so bottle, take effect. While I drank away my pride, humiliation's my misfortune, and there's no place left to hide. The best place is the gutter. There I won't need respect, 'cause when in Rome you as the Romans do, old bottle, take effect. Take effect and take away all these blues that drive me wild. Please take effect, make me forget my troubles for a while. Then just lead me to all those lights of blue on the corner of regret. In some barroom I lose my gloom, oh bottle, take effect.
CKUT 90.3.
There's another bed I can't see, and the bend that keeps calling is the bend that keeps hiding from me. Past the first hill on the desert is another hill I can't see, and the hill that keeps hiding is the hill that keeps calling to me. In the cottonwood by the river, a mourning dove calls his mate. He has true love to give her, but love for me must wait till I've traveled every river and each desert hill I have climbed. If I find love to my liking, I'll leave the river's bend far behind.
If you're in the 50-plus age bracket, that means you have experiences, skills, stories to tell. We want to help you tell those stories.
Ever consider becoming a podcaster? It's easier than you think, and it's a great way to share your experiences with others.
To learn more, contact your local campus and community radio station.
Or visit podcastingforseniors.ca.
Now everyone's got stories to tell.
Well, if If you wanna drive a big limousine, I buy the longest one you ever seen. The tall, tall trees and all the water in the seas, 'cause I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, if you wanna own a great big mansion, yes, I'll give it my utmost attention. I buy you tall, tall trees and all the water in the seas, 'cause I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Yes, I'm a fool for you.
It may take a while, but I'll prove it's true.
Well, if it's loving you want, I've got it. And if it's money you want, I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas, 'cause I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Take a trip across the ocean. Yes, we'll travel any place you take a notion. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas, 'cause I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Now, if you wanna own a great big mansion, yes, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas, 'cause I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Yes, I'm a fool.
Take me time, but I'll prove it's true.
Well, if it's loving you want, well, I've got it. And if it's money you need, I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas, 'cause I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
Take me time, but I'll prove it's true.
Well, if it's loving you want, I've got it. And if it's money you need, I'll go get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas, 'cause I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
There is George Jones with the tune Tall, Tall Trees. Before that, we were listening to Skeeter Davis with I'm Saving My Love. Marty Robbins with Bend in the River from his third of the many Gunfighter ballads and trail songs albums that he did after his first enormously famous 1957 Gunfighter ballads and trail songs album. That one was called The Drifter, actually. Very much in the cowboy vein that made Marty Robbins famous in the late 50s. And the tune was Bend in the River. Before that, we were listening to Jim Reeves with the extra smooth delivery he does on the song Bottle Take Effect. This is the Country Classics Hour, and you are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Little Andy. We are here with you every week playing old-time country music, bluegrass, gospel, honky-tonk, western swing, the kinds of country music that you don't hear on the air that much anymore, unfortunately. Preceded always by Bluegrass Ramblings from 7 to 8. By Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue with Captain John from 9 o'clock. That's when this show ends, until 11. In the year 1957... American film noir actor Robert Mitchum recorded a great pair of songs for a film he had been working on. Robert Mitchum is always the great film noir tough guy par excellence. You may have seen him in Out of the Past. You also may have heard his really beautiful singing voice when he sings Leaning on the Everlasting Arms in a very creepy manner in the movie Night of the Hunter. But in 1957, Robert Mitchum finally got a screenplay that he had written, produced. And the movie was entitled Thunder Road and was about North Carolina moonshine runners and the fast cars and high speeds they drove getting moonshine from the southern states all across the U.S. If you want to find the movie, it's out there on whatever streaming service you have surrendered to and decided to pay your money to. I believe it's on Amazon, although I don't like directing people there. And it's a fantastic little film. And one of the tunes you'll hear in it is a song that Robert Mitchum wrote, and Robert Mitchum sings, and he has such a fantastic singing voice that it's a shame that he only ever did two albums. Here, from 1957, from the movie Thunder Road, and featuring Joe Mafis playing guitar on this track, is Robert Mitchum performing The Ballad of Thunder Road.
Let me tell the story, I can tell it all, about the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey, son, he drove the load. When his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town, the revenuers chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, quenched the devil's thirst.
The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. On the 1st of April, 1954, the federal man sent word he'd better make his run no more. He said 200 agents were covering the state. Whichever road he tried to take, they'd get him sure his fate. Son, his daddy told him, make this run your last. Your tank is filled with 100 proof, you're all tuned up and gassed. Now don't take any chances, if you can't get through, I'd rather have you back again than pull that Mountain Dew.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was
moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst. The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. Roaring out of Harlan, revving up his mill, he shot the gap at Cumberland and screened by Maynardville. With G-Man on his taillight, roadblocks up ahead, the mountain boy took roads that even angels feared to tread. Blazing right through Knoxville, out on Kingston Pike, then right outside of Bearden, there they made the fatal strike. He left the road at 90, that's all there is to say. The devil got the moonshine and the mountain boy that day.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst.
The law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first. Law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first.
Thunder, thunder, thunder.
Give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak, my heart is beating so, and anyone could tell, you think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you I'm just a friend, that's all I have ever been, but you don't know me.
You don't know me.
For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart ached with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, the chance you might have loved me too. You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away, beside the lucky guy, to never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me. for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by. A chance you might have loved me too. You give your hand to me and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. To never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me.
Faces pressed against the glass, while rain has pressed its weight. Windblown scars and top-down cars all share one western trait. Sadness leaves the tear-stained cheeks from winos to dime-store dues. Probably don't know they gave me these late John Garfield blues. Midnight fell on Franklin Street and the lamppost balls were broke. All the life of me I could not see, but I heard a brand new joke. Two men were standing upon a bridge. One jumped and screamed, "You lose!" Just left the odd man holding those late John Garfield. Old man sleeps with his conscience at night. Young kid sleeps with his dream. While a mentally ill sit perfectly still and live through life's in between. I'm going away to the last resort in a week or two real soon. Well, the fish don't bite, but once a night by the cold light of the moon. The horses scream, the nightmares dream, and the dead men all wear shoes. Cause
that clock has done it again. It's come all the way around there and caught up with us. That means we're going to have to leave you for now, but we'll be back. So this is Hank Williams saying, if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise, we'll see you for long.
There is Hank Williams telling us that it's pretty much time to end, and if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise, we'll see you before long. Before that, we were listening to John Prine from his album Diamonds in the Rough. The tune was The Late John Garfield Blues. One of the few songs I know that actually has where the singer like tells a joke in the middle of it and says, two men were standing on a... I like that part. Before that, we were listening to a track off Jordan Officer's amazing 2020 album, Country. In 2020, Jordan did a trio of albums called Blues, Jazz, and Country. And I will fully admit right now on this show, I didn't play enough of the country one because Jordan didn't tell me about it. He's not a big self-promoter. It's one of the things I like about him. But, oh man, the playing on that record is fantastic. And Jordan does a great version of the Cyndi Walker tune, I Don't Care. Does some great guitar work, of course. Also some really nice understated singing. And our friends Sage Reynolds and François Lafontaine are playing bass and keyboards, respectively. So check Jordan's 2020 album, Country, out if you are a country music fan and like what he does. Before that, we were listening to Willie Nelson with the song You Don't Know Me from an album that Willie Nelson did in 2006 called You Don't Know Me, The Songs of Cyndi Walker, celebrating the great female songwriter Cyndi Walker, who wrote dozens of tunes for Bob Wills. And before that, we were listening to Robert Mitchum with the tune Thunder Road. This has been the Country Classics Hour, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Little Andy. It's either myself, Katie Moore, Benjamin Vallée, or our friend Costa, who is doing the show these days. All of us playing classic country tunes. I'm going to leave you with a little version of Louis Armstrong doing Hank Williams, Your Cheatin' Heart.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you when tears come down like falling rain. You'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor, yes, the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
Thanks to everyone who donated to CKUT's annual funding drive. Your generosity truly helps keep our engines burning. It's never too late to donate. You can do so by calling 514-907-9424 or going to ckut.ca and hit the green Make a Pledge button at the top. All paid entries will be entered into a grand prize draw. You can pay your pledge and pick up your gift weekdays between 11 to 6 p.m. or by appointments. Call 514-907-9424. Thank you.
Not what I got.
Good evening and welcome to Montreal's longest-running blues radio show, Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue, for this Sunday, the 7th of April of 2024. Still got a little bit of snow left on your balcony or whatever, on your car. Nah, don't worry about it. It's going to disappear. And hopefully that's the last of it for this season, I hope. I don't see any more of this nonsense. And I'm hoping for a clear sky for the eclipse Monday as well. Let's see. Tonight on the show, in the history part of the show, you will hear from Bessie Smith, a tune recorded exactly 100 years ago today. Barbecue Bob, Two Charlies, John Brim, Muddy Waters, Morris Payne, Joe Howlin' Wolf, Michael Jerome Brown, AZ Peyton, Lowell George, and Lil Ed. So we got a full slate on the history part of the show, going from 100 years ago to right up to last year. Let's see, we're going to close the night out with a tune from Father and Son. You'll be able to catch them in Brossard.